Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX. Good evening, Austin, wherever you are, as they like to say. This is Raul Hernandez, music editor of the Austin Chronicle since 1994. On Valentine's Day, it's 22 years and counting, which is also the amount of time I've been in Texas. Originally from San Francisco, also known for its great music scene. So my local bands growing up were the Grateful Dead and Carlos Santana, and yes, even Journey, who I have a much better appreciation for now than I did growing up. So KUTX has been so kind as to give me an hour of your time tonight, and I listen to the station exclusively at work at the Chronicle. It's playing all day long. I get in the morning and I turn on the radio and it's there until I go home, and I never take it off KUTX. In the car too, that's how I got onto this show, My KUTX, by cruising around on Saturdays and hearing the Black Angels taking the airwaves. And I thought, wow, what if they gave me an hour to play, you know, songs that you never hear on the radio? And you can imagine 22 years being paid to go see music and listen to music. There's a lot of it rumbling around in my head. And there could have been a lot of different cuts for this next hour. I'll just say from the outset that it's bookended by guitar solos. So the song you're about to hear has one of my all-time favorite guitar solos by Dwayne Dennison, who you will remember from, obviously, the Jesus Lizard, and that's who we were about to hear, Jesus Lizard. But he also played with Hank Williams III. I remember seeing a show by them at the Austin Music Hall, and Dwayne just tore it up, and I believe he's absolutely one of the great modern players. And I had the honor to be asked by the band to contribute to a book that they did last year. It was called Book. And they asked us for essays on the band. And I wrote about this song. The song is Nub. It's from the band's first full-length, 1992, Goat. The song is called Nub. It's about a phantom limb. And just, you will hear the guitar. It's the guitar intro. But what I wrote about was the solo. And when they talk about rock songs being locomotive, I would say that the solo is proof positive that rock and roll can be locomotive, because he is doing locomotive train. And when he hits the high note in the solo, it always chokes me up. So how about a little Jesus Lizard, formerly of Austin, Texas? We'll be right back. That was Tanya Tagak, a tune called Uja from her 2015 album Animism. She was a breakout at South by Southwest last year. She's an Inuit throat singer. She's done a little work with Bjork, but she seemed to go well with the Jesus Lizard. And this first set I kind of call Avant Tribal. So we're going next into Mano Negra, a French punk band who I would say was the French version of The Clash, led by Manu Chao, who's been a friend to Austin these past 5 years, and I don't think anyone's ever heard his punk band. So we're about to get into some Mano Negra, King of the Bongo. That was Manu Chao leading his punk band Mano Negra on King of the Bongo. This is Raul Hernandez, your King of the Bongo at KUTX this Saturday night. The big news this month, of course, David Bowie dying. And I think for me, what got lost kind of in the flood of emotion was how extraordinary his new album Black Star is. It was released on Friday. He died on Sunday. And I don't think anyone had really had too much of a chance to digest it, but it seems pretty clear that the entire album is about his death. And the more you listen to it, the more the kind of enormity of someone talking about their imminent death really, really just grabs you. And when you combine that with the power of the music, and this is jazz, this is a hybrid, this is fusion, it's unprecedented, I think, in pop music and certainly in his catalog. And this is one of my favorite songs off the album. The line in the song is not, "I'm dying," but you will hear him repeat that word over and over and over so that you really know what this song is about. It's called Dollar Days, David Bowie from Black Star.
Thank you. at the list of times. Now the shit really done. It's always swarmed like flies. Pretending that we weren't terrified till we snuck out that night. Rolled a Chrysler down the driveway, but once we were inside, couldn't figure out where we were off to. That was before we had made any terrible mistakes. Well, that's just teenage talk. Pinky swear that you won't go change, and drank so much that night. Carved the state of Texas in our forearms. You know I never loved you more than when we were hiding from the sirens. Oh, we laughed so hard. Threw up in your mother's azaleas. That was before we had made any terrible mistakes. That was before we had made any terrible mistakes.
That was the incomparable St. Vincent, otherwise known as Annie Clark, song called Teenage Talk, which she has said was written about suburban Dallas malaise. I first heard that song on KUTX pulling out of a drive-thru. I had to pull over so I could hear the back announcement of who it was. I guess I should have known the voice. And she was following David Bowie, and I wanted to segue those two because she had one of the best reactions to his death on Monday morning. She tweeted out, actually on Sunday, the day he died, she tweeted out in capital letters, N-O period. And I thought, yeah, you don't really need to know much more about what she's talking about to know exactly what she was talking about. So if you consider David Bowie and St. Vincent folk artists, I would maybe put this next song into that same vein. It is a cover of the Love Song, Alone Again Or. This has always been one of my favorite covers of this song. A lot of people know the Calexico cover. This cover is from 1977, the English group UFO. From their album Lights Out, the guitarist is Michael Schenker.
Mm-hmm. gonna tell you about good dreams and things to make you happy. Come in the morning when the sun is shining, bring me a dream with the sunbeams gliding.
The great sounds of Moby Grape, the lost band of the San Francisco Bay Area 60s explosion. You've heard of the Grateful Dead, you've heard of all those bands, but Moby Grape, that was from their debut, Summer of 67. I send that out to one of my bosses, Lewis Black at the Austin Chronicle. This is Raul Hernandez, music editor of the Austin Chronicle. They remind me a bit of the band. Five great singers, unlike the band, most of them wrote. And they're one of those bands that I thought, when KUTX gives me their airways, I'm going to play Moby Grape. So in that same kind of country roots vein, how about a little Michael Nesmith from his post-Monkees career? This is called Mama Nantucket.
She wasn't a believer until she tried another one. The little lady, I love it here on the range. Come and tie I would love it more if it changed. The little lady, I love it here on the range. Come and tie I would love it more if it changed. Ooh. Old Bobby with a dollar, he was sure he found the answer, but it might take a little. Sure would be a
up at daybreak, trying to get my mind away. We got 15 hours to ride, then another show. Dollar for coffee, waitress says she knows me. Tell her that's impossible, I ain't been here before. Out on the highway, headed south to Dixie. Got the red-headed stranger on the radio. Got Paul and Bobby, Jody and Mickey. They're playing together a real country song. The thing about the sunrise, when you're headed down 65, sure makes it hard to drive when you can't see a thing. So you pull down the visor and get a little higher. Just keep resetting.
That was Charlie Pierce and Choctaw Wildfire. They were my discovery of Austin bands last year, 2015. Piano player originally from the Detroit area. And he pulled me in from about a quarter mile away at the farmer's market at Mueller. He was playing the band shell. I heard the sound. It pulled me all the way in. you can get closer seeing him play maybe the Driscoll Bar or the Buzzmill. I think he's got the best country boy since about Jamie Johnson, and somebody needs to hip Willie Nelson to this guy, Charlie Pierce and Choctaw Wildfire. So we go from one piano player to the next. There's some very nice piano here in this Blue Oyster Cult song, The Revenge of Vera Gemini from the album Agents of Fortune, on which you also find Don't Fear the Reaper. I find Blue Oyster Cult to be one of the great misunderstood bands. They're really an art rock band, also like the band, five singers, five songwriters. This song we're sending out to Orville Bateman Neely III from the OBN3s. He loves Blue Oyster Cult. I love the chance to play Blue Oyster Cult on your airwaves.
You're boned like a saint with the consciousness of a snake.
I'm in love with the falling rain. Everything call your name. Yesterday, we're leaving, leaving life and all the pain. Everything wants you back again, wants you back again, wants you back again.
Will that be the first and only time that you hear the Scorpions played on KUTX? Maybe. We send that out to James Moody of the Mohawk, who's a huge Scorpions fan. That was We'll Burn the Sky from 1977's Taken by Force. They're another great misunderstood band. They're one of the great bands out of Germany. I'd say Kraftwerk, Can, and the Scorpions, maybe the three great German acts. Rudolf Schenker, the guitarist on that, Michael Schenker's older brother from UFO. And I loved the segue of Blue Oyster Cult and the Scorpions. Note on that Blue Oyster Cult song, the female voice on that song was Patti Smith. Patti Smith got her start in pop music writing with the Blue Oyster Cult. So we'll finish out this rock block with, I think, a very little-known tune. But when I think of Jesus Lizard now, I think about Led Zeppelin. And The Firm was Jimmy Page's group after Led Zeppelin with Bad Company's Paul Rodgers. I don't think people remember that group, but if you listen to this solo, you will think of only one band, and that is the other Fab Four, Led Zeppelin.
Early in the morning, just as the sun was rising, came without a warning the sound of the uprising. Gunfire in the street, the women and children crying, the crush of marching feet, men and young boys dying. Yeah, yeah. Why can't we live in peace? We live in troubled times, the shadow. Troubles every mind and chills the heart of every nation, yeah. Darkness fills the night, she tries to steal your soul away, killing the sunlight, she spreads the shadow through the day. We'll be right back.
Well, my time is up. I want to thank Art Levy and KUTX and my good friend Jay Trachtenberg for having me on the air. It's been a thrill playing these songs for you on my favorite local radio station. You don't get to hear these songs much, but we're going to leave you with one that Alejandro Escovedo would approve of. That's Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk. This is Raul Hernandez for the Austin Chronicle, thanking you all for tuning in, and stay tuned to KUTX.
What a song, Santo and Johnny with Sleepwalk. Raul Hernandez, the music editor at the Austin Chronicle, was our guest DJ this past hour. If you missed any of the show or want to see his playlist, you can head over to kutx.org and look for My KUTX in the feature section. You can also listen to all the past episodes of My KUTX right there. I'm Art Levy, the producer of MyKUTX, and I want to thank you for listening, and please stay tuned. We've got a very special remembrance of the late, great Paul Ray coming up on Twine Time.